T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to show number 3,135. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Robin Fox, and Mike Hawk. In the men's room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories: Halloween candy and anxiety. As the men's room is back, get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, men's room shot of the day, fun listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time of 10.
The clap.
All right, here we go. It turns out that Texas inmates regularly break out of jail to go to the liquor store, and then they come back. A school bus driver intentionally slams on the brakes, sending an 11-year-old's head into a window to crack. San Diego pitcher drunkenly tries to crawl through a doggy door, helping to keep that family-friendly Padre image in check. Middle school kid who used finger guns sent to juvie to scrub the deck. And man in Tennessee knocks down Meemaw and takes $10 out of her panties. That's all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, with Halloween getting closer, it's that time of year to carve pumpkins, buy candy, and go on a hayride. Now, hayride is what 14 people had in mind this weekend outside of Chicago, and like all things Halloween-related, the hayride was scary, but only because a car smashed into the back of the wagon, sending 11 of them to the hospital. Now, there were more frights and scares at the Harvest Festival in New Jersey. Now, in this case, a 10-year-old girl was on a ride called Extreme. Well, she was on the ride up until the ride flung her off of the ride. She died from her injuries. A woman in Key West, Florida, did not die from her injuries when she inexplicably attempted to help the pilot of a private plane figure out why the plane was frozen on the runway. So while the pilot checked to see if the wheel blocks were there, the woman checked to see if the propeller was operating properly. And it was. And she confirmed this when the propeller chopped off her arm and chopped off her foot. These are some of the stories that we've seen, stories that leave us with many questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question, and this is how it works. You call us, we'll ask you a question at complete random, and after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show in the random question call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hola, bitchola, and away we go. Welcome to show number 3,135. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed Future Repeat is once again the exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. And the categories, today we're going to talk about Halloween candy, your favorite Halloween candies, and of course the always exciting category of anxiety. For you, we have the top 10 things that give us anxiety, believe it or not. And it's not too shocking. I don't know if any of you guys, do you guys do the anxiety thing?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it's all so much fun.
Oh, you know what, Miles?
Oh, so much fun. Yeah,
you got some of that anxiety?
Yeah, I do. I've
never been anxious.
Oh, it's horrible. You wake up, you feel like you're going to just crawl underneath your skin. You can't figure out why. You know what I mean? Your stomach's all messed up. You don't want to eat. And you're like, oh, God. It's the best time ever.
So please pick that category.
Yeah, no one likes anxiety. But we do have the things that...
You sure about that?
Well, I mean, I don't...
I love being anxious.
No, yeah.
Oh my God, I live with my horse racing, and I don't know why.
I always come in and go, hey, Castle, you get one of those pills? No, thanks. Guess I'll just go out and get high then. So we have the top 10 things that give you anxiety if you are stressed. And believe it or not, there are triggers, and they're the same triggers that a lot of people have in stressful situations in life. And that's one category. And then on a lighter note, the 10 most loved Halloween candies in 2019. Now, when they did this survey, they, of course, also included the 10 most hated Halloween candies. Any guesses on the most hated Halloween candies?
Candy corns.
Candy corns is on the list. Candy corns.
Should be bit of honey.
Candy corn is number one on the most hated candy.
Good and Plenty.
Good and Plenty is number 9 as far as the worst ones out there. We also have Tootsie Rolls. People do not like Tootsie Rolls. They do not like Circus Peanuts. Jesus, this sounds like our men's room poll from the last time we played Big Dummy. Mary Jane Taffy. Wax Coke bottles, Necco wafers, Smarties, and licorice and Bitto honey. You don't disagree on?
I disagree with Smarties, man. Smarties got room.
I know you like Smarties.
Okay. Yeah.
But no one else does.
But most people don't know they help you get smarter.
Yes.
So fun, Halloween candy and anxiety coming up with Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. As the men's room is back, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. And, of course, another round of profile this. And today is the day we do our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Hello,
random,
David.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Hola.
Oh, David, welcome to the program. Welcome to the random question. I think it's a good one for you. David, what, if you can remember, and most of us do, what was the first movie where you saw nudity? What was the first movie that you saw nudity?
Oh, God, man. I think it was It. The movie with the killer clown.
And do you remember how old you were?
Dude, I must have been like 5, maybe 4.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
I think I was much later in life.
Where was the nude scene in It? I'm thinking back, Tim Curry's It, right? I'm trying to picture where that was.
Man, me too.
I mean, I'm just thinking through that whole movie. Because it's mostly kids. I know it's a little more gratuitous. I know the first movie I saw it in, unfortunately, and I've told the story before. I won't go through the whole thing, but I'm there with 2 cousins, my aunt, my uncle, my mother, my father, and my brother. No idea nude scene's coming. I'm about 9, 10 years old, so I had an instant reaction to said nude scene. But
what was your instant reaction?
It was an erection, Miles.
Oh, and I thought you said something out loud in the movie theater.
Holy! No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we were watching it.
Is that the black family down there making all that noise?
The VCRs had just come out. VCRs had just been released. No, it was cable, but the movie was The Howling, and these people are having sex on the sofa. And I'm just sitting there, I mean, with all my older relatives around, like, please make this stop. Then it turned into werewolves.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I got a better one.
Okay.
Now that I can remember more, it had to be 8 Mile.
8 Mile.
The warehouse scene.
That's...
Yeah.
Ricky Murphy and Eminem. My God, that was gruesome.
Okay, how old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
25.
You're 25 years old. That fits, right? Because based on our age, which is double yours, there were movies like Porky's. There was nude scenes in the movie Vacation, which was a little bit later. Caddyshack.
And Friday the 13th. That was the first time I saw a nude scene in a movie.
Correct.
Without having parents. I was at my buddy's house, and we were like, this is awesome.
And
unfortunately, the first time I saw boobs on screen, her throat was slit. Right after that, the first time I saw boobs on screen before that, they turned into werewolves. I was not having a great track record with seeing nude scenes. To me, nudity foretold of something awful. No.
Very good time.
It was horrible.
Yeah. Well, if you're planning on, and the reason we asked, first movie you saw that had nudity in it, if you're planning to do that scary movie thing here as we approach the Halloween season, maybe you're wondering which one of those movie franchises has the most nudity. Mr. Skin put together a list, and the horror movie franchise with the most TNA is Witchcraft. And you have a lot to choose from because there are 16 of them. 16 entries in a franchise you've never heard of, spanning from 1988 to 2017, all straight to video. It is the longest-running interconnected horror franchise, believe it or not. But since most people don't know a whole lot about witchcraft, you've
never heard of it.
Number one is Friday the 13th.
Yeah!
12 movies. How many nude scenes in 12 movies?
I'll say 24.
39.
Getting them in.
39.
What's the whole thing about those movies? It's boobs and blood.
Hellraiser, 10 movies, which is still shocking to me. 24 nude scenes. Wrong Turn. Have we heard of Wrong Turn?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I think I know the idea. Some kids are driving down a road. I'm going to guess they make a wrong turn.
Wrong Turn.
Wrong Turn. 7 movies, 17 nude scenes. Piranha, 5 movies. That's the shocker, though. Not the nude scenes, which there are 16 of, but there are 5 Piranha movies. Could you imagine binge-watching the Piranha series?
No.
I don't think so.
Stop getting into the water.
Then we move into Hostel, 3 movies, 14 nude scenes. Silent Night, Deadly Night, 6 movies, 14 nude scenes.
They have 6 of those?
They have 6 Silent Night, Deadly Nights. It really was Silent Week, Deadly Week.
Right.
We have Halloween with 13 movies and 13 nude scenes, so they average one per
move. Right.
Amityville, 23 movies. 23 movies about that house.
I've heard of the Amityville Horror, and that is, I did not know there's 22 more.
Does that mean the 23 additional families decided
let's keep moving
it would
in.
Be a good idea to move into this house?
The whole thing I heard about the blood rains down the stairs and the house talks to you.
9 nude scenes. A Nightmare on Elm Street comes in at number 9. 9 movies, 8 nude scenes in that franchise. According to Mr. Skin, horror has less nudity than drama, comedy, crime, and action. In fact, dramas have the most with almost 4 times.
Yeah, but here's the thing with drama. Just one thing to keep in mind about drama, all right? So in a horror movie, if there's going to be a nude scene, most people would agree across the board it's someone you would like to see nude. Drama, it's about 50-50. Right?
That's fair.
Because it's a drama. So it could be Jessica Tandy just wrote, mm-hmm. She got naked. Like, nobody wants to see that. Kathy Bates got naked in some movie. I'm like, no. Okay.
But you do want to see Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Not a drama.
At that point in time, that was top notch.
Comedies and horror. Kids,
yeah, well, comedies always have good nudity.
Well, no. Something About Mary. They showed that old lady's boobs at the end. And everyone hated it.
But then there's Old School, where Blue goes to wrestle those chicks.
Oh, yeah. That was great.
But then he has a heart attack and dies.
Right. That's what I mean.
It stopped me from enjoying the scene.
By the way, somebody says, first movie I saw with nudity, Total Recall. 3 boobs. They did not use the word
boobs. Oh, that's right.
3 boobs. It says I was around 7 years old. How disappointed were you when you got with your first one?
That's
only 2 of
only
them.
Only 2. That's what happens in space, man. 3
random,
boobs.
Random.
That's a known fact.
That's like the Steve Martin joke. Random, there must be 57 random, boobs in here.
Random. Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Shane, welcome to the program. The random question. All right, here's a good one for you. Shane, what is the... what is the scariest ride? What is the scariest ride that you've been on? So, seeing how we're talking about horror and everything else, what scared
spooky.
You there?
Yeah, spooky.
Well, the thing is I can't really stomach any rides without throwing up, so...
Yeah, but... Well, what's the last one you went on where you threw up?
It would have been the one where you stand in a circle, and it just spins really fast at the fair.
And you stick to the wall?
And the floor drops, right?
And stick to the wall, yeah.
Now, wait.
Yeah.
When you throw up in one of those, all right, because the theory that I've heard is if you throw up, there's a good chance it smacks you. But I would think that you just puke on the person next to you.
Right. Well, I was able to stomach it until the ride stopped and I made it to the trash can and I puked in there. So luckily, nobody got my spew.
Okay.
That's disappointing.
You guys been on a ride that the one that got me was not really a ride, but it was also the giant water slide.
Yeah, come on,
where you have to cross your arms.
Oh, that, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? And you shoot down real fast, and it's real, real steep, and you don't realize how steep it is until you start going down, and it doesn't even feel like your back is on the water.
Sure.
It's on the slide. Like, you're not touching anything for a good 2 to 3 seconds down there.
Those things are terrifying, but there used to be one, I don't know if it's in Disney World anymore, in Tomorrowland or something called Alien Encounter. And you went in this room, and like, if there was children, if you're like a teenager or something crying, they're like, get them out.
Really?
Like, it's going to be too scary. And it's like this alien breaks out and he's like in the room, but you feel it breathing on you and it touches you. I mean, it. I'm scared right now talking about
it. But it's relative. Like, I've been on roller coasters that were kind of scary, but I enjoyed them. But now that I have kids, instead of going to amusement parks, I go to the fair. And I know that sounds stupid, but, you know, I'm getting old, man, so I'm taking in the fair. Who's operating this? Do these guys know how to put it together? Why is this simply in the back of a flatbed truck, man? Right, so right. I get on these rides. My daughter thinks they're awesome, and all I can think, I'm not scared of what the ride is doing, right? So it's not the motion, but I am absolutely terrified. Do I ever put this, like they're missing a screw.
Sure.
You know, like when you put together an IKEA shelf. You think we really need the screw? Don't worry about
it.
And I'm like, the dude operating this is 16, and that I can't explain it. That scares the living hell out of me.
And then there's also the element of just, back to the carnival aspect of it, but there's a lot of old roller coasters around the country that are old wooden ones. And man, they just put a little chain across that you latch on, basically, and you're sitting in a bench.
Uh-huh.
There's three or four of them at Kennywood and outside of Pittsburgh. They have a couple that race. They have the Jackrabbit where you jump the track. They have the Thunderbolt.
Right. It's a different kind of scare.
They're terrified based on the fact that you feel yourself swaying in this old wooden roller coaster. And like, it looks like the thing was built in the 20s.
You're terrified of the construction. The ride itself is not scary. The fact that you were dumb enough to get on this thing that you know is a piece of antiquity. Yeah. And like you said, they put a chain in front of it, and you're like, how easy it is to fall. Sure. So the ride is not scary.
Yeah.
Being on the ride is terrifying.
It's not the scariest ride in the world, but when I was in Disneyland with the family, we went on Jurassic Park, and it does this thing where it puts you in a Jeep, and it jerks you around, and all these dinosaurs come out, and they kind of scare you, and you're just like, Jesus! You know, it's
sure.
And then the ride broke down.
Okay. And the dinosaurs were real.
No, the ride breaks down, and they're like, you know, like,
stay put there, Disneyland riders. You know, we have a technical difficulty.
They said that in Jurassic Park. So they said that exact thing in Jurassic Park.
Like, and then you see people walking around you, and they're like, all right, we're going to have to exit the ride. And they flip the lights on, and you realize, like, you're in a Costco. You know what I mean? Like, you're in a warehouse.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, what you saw before is nothing like what you're seeing when you're walking out, basically the same way you came in on these tracks to get out of this building. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're just like, this ain't scary at all. But right. When they turn off the lights and they get them sound going, and, you know, like you said, like the dinosaurs are breathing on you and all that crap.
Yeah, it's real.
It is.
Realistic.
Right. Until they turn the lights on. And then you're like, oh, man.
Well, Space Mountain is different. I was in there one time when the ride broke and they turned on the lights and you could see how it was constructed. And then I was very scared of that ride.
It's amazing how tight that roller coaster is.
Oh.
It doesn't look like
you don't even want to put your hands up
anymore.
No,
that's what I'm saying. The reason we asked the scariest ride that you've been on, a 10-year-old girl died after she was thrown from a ride at the Deerfield Township Harvest Festival. She was ejected from a ride called Extreme and suffered serious injuries, according to a statement from the police department. She was taken to the Cooper University Hospital. She's not been identified. Police said the Extreme is a Wisdom Super Sizzler amusement ride that spins passengers in a horizontal circle. Company that operates the ride at the festival said it was fully cooperating with the investigation. We're absolutely heartbroken. Obviously, festival organizers canceled a parade that was scheduled for Sunday, but said other activities will go on as scheduled.
That is terrifying.
That is terrifying.
By the way, Miles, we got some comments regarding the first movie that you saw that featured nudity. And people going down memory lane. So just, I'll just share a few as they come in and we'll move on. In the theater, I saw European Vacation, my first PG-13 show. It was so powerful. The word they use is powerful. We continue. My first movie nude scene was freaking awesome. I was 7 and my brother found a movie for us to watch. It was called Striptease. Oh, yeah, baby. And then this is my favorite one today. First movie I saw with nudity was Species. You see her naked. Then her nipples become tentacles. Well, that's just how you want to be introduced into the nudity world. Yes.
It's so confusing.
Man, oh man.
Hello. I'm into tentacles now.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Cheyenne, welcome to the program. Random question. Here's one just for you. Why were you in the ER? Why were you in the emergency room?
Let's see. Why was I in the emergency room? I think last time it was for maybe some high blood pressure, like way too high, and I've since been put on medication.
What do you mean, maybe, because high blood pressure?
How does one know they have high blood pressure?
Yeah,
like, how do you, as a layman, I'm sitting around going like, I feel like I have high blood pressure. How does it feel? How would you know?
Basically really, really extreme headaches, like worse than the worst hangover you could imagine, plus like a bunch of nausea and
How long did you have those symptoms before you went to the emergency room?
Probably maybe a day or two, and then I decided, well, this is not normal.
Okay. Did you have to do any lifestyle changes other than the medication?
Oh, yeah. Change the diet, start working out, that sort of thing.
Did you do that?
I did. Absolutely, I did. And then real quick, I know this doesn't have to do with the question, but I'm from South Dakota, and I actually got the chance to meet Ted Saturday.
I'm so sorry about that.
Good to see you, man.
He's probably the first person you've met since you live in South Dakota. It was kind of weird probably communicating with someone in person.
but I talked to you guys pretty often, so it was pretty awesome, and love the show.
Oh, thanks,
cool. Thank you, man.
Appreciate that. Reason we asked, why were you in the ER? Officials confirmed the death of an ER patient at a hospital in York, Pennsylvania, after being left unattended in the waiting room for more than an hour. According to a report by the Department of Health, the patient was brought in at 10 o'clock in the morning with nausea and dizziness.
Oh, boy.
Much like Cheyenne. Video from the hospital shows EMS personnel speaking with the nurse, but the patient wasn't taken to the pivot nurse desk, nor was the nurse seen speaking or examining the patient. According to the report, from around 11:09 until 12:20, there was no movement seen from the patient on the video, according to the report.
Oh.
Report also states that the patient's status was updated to left without being seen at 12:05. He was dead at that time, by the way.
Well, sure.
After failing to respond to the name being called three times, they found out he was dead without calling his name.
Mr. Lawrence!
At the desk. So he was given resuscitation. It didn't work. There you go.
York, PA.
York, Pennsylvania. Went to the emergency room, sat there. He was dead for over an hour. And no one in there even bothered to check on him or notice.
Ah, healthcare.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Your guess is as good as mine. Cut-up categories will be Halloween candy and anxiety. Your guess is as good as mine right after emails on a random question. 844-999-OLA.
Hey, Miles, the comments keep rolling in regarding two questions. The first one, you asked a question, the first movie that you saw nudity. You showed us a list of the 10 horror movie franchises with the most nude scenes. Mm-hmm. So we posed the question. People keep adding. Apparently, this is a memory that everyone has. So Leprechaun, which I believe starred Jennifer Aniston. Maybe that was Leprechaun 2. I don't know. Showgirls, Swordfish.
Halle Berry.
I was going to say, you can't say Swordfish without someone saying Halle Berry. It's almost like call and repeat.
I can't even tell you.
I say Swordfish, you say Halle Berry.
Can't tell you what the plot of the movie is.
No idea. I know she was
John Travolta.
I watched.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was he sunning himself? No, he wasn't.
So I don't care. We don't see his.
Right. Let's see. First movie with nudity, that would be the movie 10. That starred Bo Derek back in the day. For me and Miles, like, that was it's a big deal, and our parents would not let us watch it.
I feel
it.
Like at some point I have to mention Wild Things.
Wild Thing was strong. Someone else mentions another one for Total Recall. They add, I have got a thing for three boobs. Well, sorry. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. This one kind of sucks. It says, the first movie I saw nudity was Officer and a Gentleman. Why I was watching that movie at 10, I don't remember. But the pause function was burned out on my VCR. Someone chimed in with the movie Species. They said, you see this woman get Natasha Henstridge, I believe is the actress's name. She gets naked, then her nipples turn into tentacles. Well, this guy says, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it had something similar to tentacles popping out of nipples, except I believe it was a monster. My dad told me that's what happens in real life, the first time you see a pair of boobs. And I believed him until I was almost 14 when I actually saw my first set of boobs in real life.
Random.
Hello, Epidural random, Don. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Beers and babysitting.
Hola. Hello, Don. How are you?
Well, about three beers in. How are you guys
doing? We're doing great. Don,
are you actually babysitting?
Yeah.
That's all right, dude.
It used to be Columbus Day, but now it's fall break.
Fall break. Yeah, exactly right.
Holiday break, spring break. It just happens that Christmas and Easter always fall over those, but you know.
I miss so much celebrating Ohio. Don, let's go with this one. You've got one. What is your fishing tale? What is your best fishing story? You got a fishing story,
actually,
right?
Actually, the one with my grandfather going out, and he tied on this huge hook. And, you know, my dad looked at him and said, you know, Dad, there's nothing out there big enough to, you know, take that hook. And he said, the hell with it. If it's not big enough to take it, I don't want to catch it.
And did he catch anything?
No, he didn't care. He was away from my grandmother.
All right.
Exactly why he did it.
What about you? Have you ever, what's your best individual? Did you fish ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I went out and I got about a 16-pound king a couple years ago.
Damn.
It was nice.
That's a big fish.
You sound like you're unimpressed with everything. It was iron.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm old.
Yeah. Well, I caught the biggest fish on the boat the last time we went out.
How big was the fish?
It wasn't the biggest, but it was big to me.
Yeah, because I wasn't with you.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. The reason I asked, what's your fishing tale? The Georgia Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Resources Division confirmed that someone caught a northern snakehead in a pond on private property, making this the first time the fish has been found in the state, according to the DNR. Department's advice for what Georgia residents should do upon catching a northern snakehead.
Cook it!
Which can breathe air is simple. First, residents should not release the fish. Secondly, kill it immediately. Mm-hmm. Remember, it can walk on land. And then freeze that bad boy for us. Fishermen who find a northern snakehead can take pictures, note where it is caught, and then report it. Our first line of defense in the fight against these aquatic invasive species, such as the snakehead, are our anglers. So they are encouraging people to go out there, try to catch these fish, and kill them as quickly as possible.
What do you use for bait? I'm just curious. Okay, so we lived in Maryland, and as far as I know, Maryland may have been the first state to register one of these snakehead fish, okay?
Yeah, we had a few.
And we were living there at the time, and I just remember, you're watching the news, and like any local news broadcast, that's a little loose, we'll say. But anyway, they bring up the snakehead fish, which up until then, no one had heard of, and they kept pointing. For 3 days, they kept giving the description that witnesses had, but no one had a video, no one had a picture. And they kept saying, look, man, these people insist that a fish was walking across the street. Now, you need to understand, at the time, we're taking this like, hey, Bigfoot lives in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
For three, they kept saying, finally, someone took a picture and they showed a video. And you're like, I will be damned.
Well, if you see the video, if you see the
it
video,
would walk from one reservoir. Keep in mind, there's no natural lakes in Maryland. So it would walk from one reservoir to the other. And the way it would get there, it would just climb out of the water.
And walk.
But it was breathing air and then slip into the other reservoir.
When these guys catch this fish, in one of the videos down in Georgia, they can't identify it. They don't know what it is.
You have no idea what it is.
So they get on Google real quick on their phone, and the one guy goes, man, this looks like a snakehead. They say these things can walk. Put it down. So he puts it down on the ground. Damn thing walks right back into the pond. He's like, I think we found out what it is. We weren't sure. Like, yeah, it's a snakehead.
Just left.
Random question. Get in there. 844-999. Ola Moore, the random question on the way in seconds.
The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.